think they have a subscription problem. This person had to initiate a chargeback when they tried to cancel their subscription. Chloe basically feels jaded because she was overcharged and sent 3 months worth of product. Now, sustainability shouldn't be stressful. Let's talk about Smol's past. Smol's founders, both Paula and Nick, worked at Unilever, so they know what they're doing. When Paula was at Unilever, she was the vice president of marketing. Nick was a design lead. Unilever, a company that in the last decade has been tied to illegal deforestation through their palm oil, CL, and worse, has an ongoing harassment problem on their tea farms. Look at all their products. They saw everything with their own eyes. Exactly like Ecova, Smol is a B Corp, but Ecova is part of this family of products owned by SC Johnson, who test on animals, use harmful chemicals. Now, Smol preaches the opposite. They cut plastic, they're reducing chemicals. And that's why they left. They decided to make Smol an alternative household cleaner that would cut plastic without exploitation, so it's all good. Smol's complaints all seem to be around that subscription system because people are loving the fact that they're reducing plastic waste. Also, the products are performing very well. When I first put this out there about Smol's subscription, people were commenting saying that their subscription is actually quite straightforward, and somebody else left a very detailed tutorial, I'll move out the way, of what to do in your account settings. Everyone's having a different experience because based on all of the reviews that are out there right now, it seems like Smol service is easy to opt in, difficult to opt out. So their system needs more clarity because a trial is a trial. It's not a subscription yet. It also seems like subscribed users are being charged out of nowhere, and this is just stressful. Smol could end up losing customers who used to enjoy their features, and that will break their whole subscription model if their existing customers want to leave. Now, I think it's great that both Paula and Nick worked at Unilever because they ain't got to do any competitive research. They know everything. They know what to fix, and it's clearly working, but they need to fix that subscription system because the product is great.